Look, Tyler got the album of the year, but now, for Pop about to drop. I see the platinum in the clouds. Now Push about to drop. So real trappers stick around. The crown is only for the king. They're trying to place it on a clown. I declare war. Nickname himself Raw. Different city, same ghetto. Bring the rules on tour. Push start, drop, stop. 812, two door. Baby Rover, Ben, keep it. You got it. Shoot yours. How could I not? How could I not? When the bridge is 36, bitch, how could I stop? These Richard Mills are 101. Shit, how could I watch? We made it, we made it. Whether you like it or not.
Look, nigga, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Look, my mom made it.
Peace and love to y'all out there. It's September 14th on Tuesday. You're on the morning beautiful Suleiman Bay. I hope all is well with y'all. I hope you're getting to your destination, whether it's work, recreation, rest, whatever it is you're getting to. Being industrious, man, peace and love to you. Assalamu alaikum, Islam, to my family members all around the globe, listening in from coast to coast to Alaska to wherever you at, to the Near East. And for all my Aboriginal Indigenous kinsmen, peace and love. So it's been a while. It ain't been on. Just want y'all to know, touch bases, that it's been all right. You know how it goes, just working on self, just trying to build up stuff in different areas. You know, have different things going on. So, you know, I ain't like a Montel Williams or something to go be on all the time every day, at least not right now. That's not what the universe permits. So I just try to do what I can, when I can, and try to do the best that I can at that. And that's all that we can do. So everybody's well. Well, y'all don't forget to go check out Legal Empowerment Group 101 .com. That's Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Go check that out. Go see what we got to offer. And go to all the Legal Empowerment group, the Legal Empowerment Group Instagram, and YouTube and different sites where you can go check out the content of what we got to offer and what we're offering. Got some packages going on out there, some business formation packages. Yeah, so if you got your EIN already and you got your DUNS number, if you got that far and you know that, now you want to know how you can get some funds, how you can turn your business into a you know, fundable. You know, you get some revenues. You can turn everything that you're doing so that money come back to you. That's what you need to tap in. That's what this show will be about right here. So we got some packages going on. We put some lines and credit lines on your business. Get your business going. See, a lot of us, we don't know about that. We don't know about that as so-called black folks. A lot of that stuff, you know, we might get an EIN. And, you know, a lot of time we might do bootleg. You know, we're doing bootleg businesses out the trunk, as you say. You know, we're getting it out the trunk. And that's cool to a certain extent. You know, you got to start somewhere, but you got to have a business model. And you got to study from a business model on how business is done. How is business done here? What's the business model? How do you form a business? So the first thing when you form a house, I mean, you can have all the grandest, loftiest designs you want in your mind about this house. But first, you got to make sure the foundation is right. First, you got to make sure that the land is leveled out. And that the foundation is right, so you won't be, you know, sinking. Your house won't be sinking and falling and all that. So that's what this is. This is about the foundation. So y'all all right out there? Okay, I just want y'all to know that you tuned in to the Morning Drift with Suleiman Bay, man, on Blog Talk Radio. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on today. And a lot of this is just investing in yourself, see? A lot of this, it costs a couple of little coins. It's not much. But you got to pay into yourself. You got to put these little things in place so later you're going to benefit from it, you know. So you got to get you got to have everything set up right. So that's what we're focusing on right now. We're focusing on fundability, you know, congruency, having things lined up in your profile so you can get the type of funding that you want. These are the type of things that we're dealing with on this day. Now, we do deal with a lot of things. We deal with credit repair, credit builder. We do that, too. So we got that going on. And then we also aid and assist our brothers and sisters incarcerated, man, in these European dismal crypts. So we work on getting that process overturned. First, overturning the process in the brothers and sisters' minds on who they are. Because, see, it don't matter if somebody pushed for you to fight for you to come out, and you're still the same person that you're going to be the same person that you are when you went in. It ain't going to make a difference. Yeah, it ain't going to make a difference if you come out the same person. So you got to work on self, you know, find new ways, new ideas, you know, new fresh thoughts. You know, the most thoughts are from below, and we definitely are from above. So once we start getting into that mode, once we start getting into our higher self and start staying on high, then our frequencies, the overall frequencies of everybody will rise. You feel me? That's why we the civilizers. You see me? Because we're higher thinking, higher learning. So that's what this is about, study, study, study. And that's what you have to do when you're doing anything. So even when we're dealing with business, you have to study the business. You have to go inside and see what's going on. I mean, somebody got to be out there and probably be the face, of course. Yeah, but somebody's underneath, you know, somebody's underneath working. Yeah, somebody's underneath working for this brand. When you see sports figures and stuff, they getting paid and stuff. You thinking that's the only way they're getting their money. Now, somebody under there working to promote that brand so that brand could get them dollars. Yeah, find them little stuff to do, little key endorsements and stuff for that brand. So that's what this is about, you know, promoting yourself, putting into yourself, knowing that a business, when you're starting a business, hey, you can't, what you think, you're going to just start making money the first year? You think you're going to go into the good the first year? Hmm? You'll go, okay. You'll go into the good, and you'll go into the black, huh? Okay. You'll go into the black the first year? You might. You could be successful for that, but that's not idea. You know, you want to think about, hey, the first year or two, you know, you might be in a negative because you're putting into this business. You got to understand, you got to put in. Stuff will be popping up, licenses and all kinds of stuff. You got to put in. Then you got to generate your people. But it's a process, and people don't see that. It's like growing your hair. You know, you're going to have it like we used to say in the Bay. You're going to have that little yicking stage in your hair. You're going to have that little short. Yeah, you're going to be running around short with them little short twigs in your hair. Yeah, but longer and longer you keep going, they're going to be growing. And people see you, then they say, man, this thing's getting long. Next thing you know, booyah. Yeah, you shaking. Yeah, you can shake it like, you know, shake your little hair or something. Yeah, you know, but you got to go through that little rough patch. It's the same thing, man. This is not overnight. This is a process. This is a marathon. That's what you need to understand and get through. So if you can take the proper little steps every day, the proper steps towards the plus every day, you're going to have the negatives. But if you're taking plus steps every day, even when you have the negatives, it's going to override. You understand? It's just mathematics. It's going to override. So you just plus every day. Something new and improved, something you're flowing, you're learning, and that's what this is about. It's discipline. So the steps of the foundation, some of the steps we have to do, I had to gather some instruments for a minute, but some of the stuff that we have to do, including, like, for instance, the formation package, okay? The formation package on setting up your business, you know, as far as your EIN, your business name, stuff like that, your principal, whoever you are, making sure your name and contact information is all in there, getting your email set up, you know, getting you set up for a website, your logos, stuff like that. So we're going to do all that for you. We'll get your business bank account. We'll set up your Facebook business, your YouTube page, Instagram. You know, we're going to do all that stuff, man. You know, put you something on TikTok so you can do something. You might make some people laugh and come to you. That's another lick we own. Get your DUNS number, all the little stuff. I'm going to do it, get your package right, and have you set up. See? Have you set up right. Because there's ways that you do it and there's ways that you don't do it. So set it up right so you can be in a position to get proper funding down the road. So that would be one package, just getting your formation, just really getting you where you're out there and people go look and see and say, hey, that's a business right there. They can at least pull it up, they can at least look, and they can at least see these different pages and stuff and say, hey, that's a business idea. That's key in this day and age. That's very important. If you look at a lot of applications or whatever business, SBA or whatever it be, you look on a lot of applications with business, they're going to ask you, do you got these things? They're going to have spots on there where if you got it, to put that information in there, whether it's business, Facebook, YouTube, and all that, because they're going to go look in there. They're going to go look at your content. And believe me, this system is designed and so in-depth that you think you could go on there and hide your business from who you really are. But you can't, because so much business in the data system has been cross-contaminated that when they go into your business page and look at there, you can have it all squared up, but they're still going to be able to go through the data and figure out who you are. And see, that could play a factor in you being red flagged for some bread. So remember that. So this is like cleaning up a slate. This is like creating the CPN. That's how we do it. We're going to clean your slate. We're going to have your slate so lined up, so clean, that it's going to be congruent. It's going to be congruent. It's going to be what they want to say, okay, They're looking for everything they can to not give it to you, but guess what? They got to give it to you because your I is dotted and your T's is crossed, and that's it. Okay, now, so that's that portion. Now, so we have a special right now at Legal Empowerment while we're in the mix of doing the formation for those who already have. You might have your EIN. And for those who already have their DUNS number but quite don't know what to do with it or what it does, or you might don't know that you have a DUNS number. I have several clients that didn't even know that they had a DUNS number because sometimes they just assign them to you depending on what kind of industry you are in. So that's another thing. If you already got your DUNS number and you already have the EIN, then bam, then we can put that business credit on there. We got a credit package up to $25,000, we can put that up there on your business credit, bam, and then start reporting. But that's up to you. You see, we're gonna put the lines on there with the money. That $25,000 up to $25,000. Like I said, if you got everything to what we need, we could get you what you need, and whatever we put on there, if it's $20,000 or $25,000, it's up to you. You could turn that into $50,000 the first year. You could turn that into $75,000. That's how much you depends on how much you want to put into yourself. See, that's what I'm going to teach you about. You got to put into yourself. So you got to buy back in. You got to go buy products. You got to buy in from these vendors. It might be, hey, you might got vendors on there that's giving you credit that might not be something even applicable that you think to your business. Might be a T-shirt club. Well, you need to buy some T-shirts for your business. You need to invest in yourself. Yeah, why wouldn't you want to buy some T-shirts with your brand on them and pass them out? Hey, go spend some money. Hey, you might want to sell some. Go pass them out. Let somebody walk around and wear them, be a walking advertiser, spend that little $150, $200 or something with them, and boom, now they're going to boost. They gave you $1,000, $2,000 worth of credit. Now once you spend with them, they done boomed it the first time. They done turned you up to to another $1,000. Yeah, you got some of them, every time you spend, they increase you by $1,000. So you can start off with $20,000, $25,000 of business credit, and by the time you look up in the summer, you look up a year from now, then you just flip that into $100,000 in business line credit on there. Do you know what that's applicable to? You don't. So that's how you leverage. So now you're going to start getting into leveraging your money. And you're going to have so many cards coming to you, so many deals, so many, it's just like, you know, credit cards. Yeah, for business. And business credit cards and business credit is 10 times to 100 times more than personal credit. This is a corporation, folks. So they want to give corporations money to boom and even will bail you out when you fall. You've seen it all. Hey, rely on the morning drip on Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bey. Hey, don't forget to tap into Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, Al Moore Consultation LLC.com too. You can leave your email, whatever, anything, any content we got going on here. You can let us know what you're looking for, what you're trying to do. We got packages. We will work with you. Tap into that. So also you can email us at legalempowermentgroup101@gmail.com. And almoore.consulting@gmail.com. That's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R. So, yeah, that's how that goes. Don't forget to tap in at Queen Kitty, queenkitty.net, at Queen Kitty Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. Don't forget now, them kitty cats that purr, not them kitty cats that be doing that meowing. Yeah, that's grown folks purring, man. And the thing got that snapping gel. I don't know if that's what they call it, Miss Kitty, but they got some gel for the women. And I promise you one thing, yes sir, it is as advertised. It's go have that thing snapping. Now I don't know if you already might got some snapper, but if you don't got some snapper, if you got some catfish, you put some of this on there, you gonna have that snapper. Yes sir, I bear witness to that. So that's, don't forget, Queen Kitty, and that's Kitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y. Go get your feminine products for your girl. Go buy something. Yeah, mention that you got it from Legal Empowerment. You heard it from Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey, and man, we get you hooked up, man, with a special. Yeah, you heard that here, man. So you mention that when you tap into Queen Kitty. All right. Okay. So again, this thing is about funding, folks. I can't stress this enough. You can't have your mom's and pop store spending your own money. That's why it's a mom's and pop store. That's why they call it that, because you're spending your own money. Now, you need to have borrowing power. Yeah, you need to have borrowing power. So you want to use other people's money. You want them to give you money. That's what you want them to do. Do you have you look? Have you noticed in the black community, in the so-called black community, how all the your relatives have been over here, whether they're from Asia, whether they're Indian, Chinese, Hindu, whatever, have all had stores in your communities all your life. You've been going in there getting your blunts, your weed, your drinks. You've been going in there, they buying your women, selling us drugs, guns, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. But they've been selling inferior food at high prices on top of taxation. Yeah, the food, you go get it. They don't stay on the shelf like no time, the milk and the vegetables and stuff. Yeah, inferior. You know how it go. Come over here, get their birth certificate, get funded. Yeah, get funded off the American dream, which is understanding who they are and who they are not, understand that this is artificial over here and that it's an artificial system in the world. So here you go. Here, you will use this artificial and come over here and be artificial. Instead, we over here just, we maintain an artificial. We artificial all the way around. Other people understand that it's an artificial veil. That's what that's what business is. Business is the corporate veil. It's the artificial veil. It's the straw man. See, some people understand that. Some people mix the two together. So that's the problem with people are having, mixing the two together. Hey, man, you got to be yourself the plain old truth, man, just like your ID. My ID, the plain old truth, man. It don't need no codes, no barcodes, none of that. It's just plain old truth, man. My three bullets, yeah, I keep them. Yeah, I'll be flashing them on Europeans. But when it's needed, yeah, I'm identifying myself. That's what it is. I'm going to have three forms. I got more than sufficient. You want to hear y'all walk around with one form of identification. I got three forms in my pocket. Sure do. I got a national ID. That's, I sure do. I got a travel card. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And a student ID. I got three forms of ID with a picture on there. Man, stand down. I know the law. I know what's going on. If you don't know the law, if you don't know what a real ID is, if you don't know what the superior law in the land is and what superior identification is in the land, yeah, then that's on you. And people ask you for your Social Security card, your Social Security number to identify you. How you identify somebody with a Social Security number? That's how that identify me. That's a number. That don't identify me. Hell, can I just call in and just tell you that? How does that identify me? Huh. Well, people been getting bamboozled, hoodwinked. Yeah, we've been getting bamboozled and hoodwinked. Give a Social Security number to anybody, not knowing who. So we got some content coming out on that. We got an ebook coming out on that. Who's supposed to be getting taxed? Who are you supposed to be giving your Social Security number to? What is the Social Security number? We got an ebook coming out for that. You know, that's on the Social Security number and all that. So you can get an understanding, folks, an understanding of what's going on. Getting taxation, man, it's deep. So, again, you're on the Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. We're just dealing with business formation, making sure that we can get the most funds possible for our business, okay? Understanding and knowing about approval standards. A lot of the content of what I'm giving you is based on how I set up business is based on the business model the European uses. The approval standards that the European uses to approve you. I know this from failures, okay? I know this from failures, from coming, starting businesses, just going into them blind, thinking you know business, and then you're just spending and wasting money. You're spending and wasting money when it's a set way. And when you study, when you read, people, first you will understand these things, won't have to make the mistakes. And a lot of times we just want to go. We don't go. Instead of just reading the signs, and that's how we fall and make mistakes, all right? So we're going to coach you through that process, all right? Coach you through the process of understanding that and getting you set up for that. We're going to set you up for your business name, your entity, whatever your entity name. You get your EIN. You'll get your address, your toll-free setup. We got all that coming to you, okay? So we're going to do all this. We're going to teach you this stuff. You're going to learn on hand because you're going to pay for it. Yeah, you're paying for it. That's what you're doing. You're buying into it. You're getting a special. You're getting a deal, but you're buying into it and you're learning something. Take lessons from that. Take lessons from everything that you purchase in your business because you want to get that back somehow, whether it's a write-off or you want to get it back in understanding so you can apply it and apply it and get the same return from somewhere. So those type of things going on, all right? So if you got a your EIN is how you build your credit, okay? So let's get Social Security number out the way. Everything that we do, the credit lines that we're going to put on there, you're not going to have to use your Social Security number, okay? This is about your business. So you're going to be using your business EIN. With that said, your business EIN is going to be getting accounts added to it, just as if you were getting accounts added to your credit profile. If you're getting positive accounts added to your credit profile, not liens that people say you own them, but positive accounts, then what happens to your credit score? Boop, it goes up. Okay? The more you could get on there, like when you buy lines, the more you could get on there, the more they can shoot up. Okay? So when you get, we go put your lines on there, okay? We go make sure that you got enough lines. We go put you at a high limit. Folks, listen, the special that we got going on right now, this special right here goes for anywhere from $6,000 to $8,500. I kid you not. But see, we're a growing company. I'm going to get $1,000 in the $8,500 for this out of getting it for from 20 people buying it. See, we charging $299 for this package that I paid $8,500 to learn. I paid $8,500 for somebody to teach this to me because they did my business, and I had to learn the profile. You see, and I just studied everything because I said, I'm not going to be paying for stuff like this to keep doing businesses. I'm going to learn it. So I learned it. You're getting it for a special of $300. $300. You just get in the part, and that's just for the part. If you already have your EIN and your debit number, we're just going to put the credit lines on there. We're going to put the tiers on there. Because, see, once you get 14-plus accounts, now you're in the 10,000 and higher limit. Now you're in the cash credit tier. You're in the auto financing and that type of stuff where you go get your fleets. Yeah, you get 10 whips for your business, stuff like that. Yeah. So that's what we're working on right there. So, and believe me, there's people out there, they're going to charge you to do that. And like, likewise, they should. And if you don't know, but we're going to put it on there at that price because the more people that come, the more you're going to make. I mean, somebody could charge that much. How many people are you going to get? I went there once to the people, didn't learn what I learned. I ain't recommend it to nobody. Yeah, hell, it's just, people don't have that. People don't have $6,000, $8,500. So what you going to do? If you got $299, you need to come up off that. You need to come off that because you get in. Listen, once you get 10,000 plus of credit on your reporting, and you got these vendors and you buying stuff and they're reporting. Listen, that's going to flip. This is what we're putting on there going to start off with. If you get 10,000 worth of a line for $299, you done won. Because as soon as you start spending with them vendors, they're going to increase your limit.
The first year, you're going to triple that in what your the credit that you have. That turns into cash for you because you're spending on credit now. You got 30 days and stuff to pay, and you could get your money. Yeah, you could buy something, get your money within 30 days, and pay your people off. That's a lick. That's how you get. Yeah, you got 20 vendors that you could borrow from. You don't never need your money. You could borrow and pay them in 30 days. You got all your clients set up. You get in front of it. What more do you want? But you want to be a mom and pop stores and don't listen to the gurus. Yeah, at Legal Empowerment Group on business formation, on how you can sit back like a fat cat and eat. Yeah, when you pay the people later, you got the clientele, all you need to do is sit back and focus on bringing people in because all the vendors are going to allow you to do what you do. Don't you understand that? That's how I'm breaking it down to you so you can understand what's going on. You're going to have credit where you can go buy all the stuff that you need to do business. What better, what more do you need? Okay, so that's how that goes. So if you get five, if we put five accounts on there for you, we can get you some retail credit. That's, you know, your retail tier. So when we put eight accounts on there, you're in your fleet tier. So you don't get your gas cards and all that. Yeah. Yeah, get your big-ass cars. For your, if you got trucks or whatever your vehicles is, your cars, okay? Then, like I said, then we go to the high level one after that, okay? So this is about, you know, you got to build this up. You got to build this up so you can get the highest approvals and the best terms when it comes to financing, loans, stuff like that, credit lines. That's what this is about, folks. You want to do this stuff right. It's people, listen, you might have a business. You've been doing the business for 14 years. Out the trunk, bootleg. Everybody know you, even your vendors. You've been buying for them, but you don't got no DUNS number, ain't none of your credit, your business credentials been recorded in the business world. So it's like having credit and you never use it. Oh, your credit ain't messed up, but you have never used it, so nobody entrusts you. Credit is about somebody trusting you with something. So if there's no history of somebody that I know I could call that you didn't borrow from and they could say, hey, you pay back, what I'm going to give you a whole bunch of money for? Okay, I might try you out with $2 or $3 or, you know, something short that you need more than that. See, you really need more than that. So me giving it to that ain't really helping you because you still going to have to go borrow somewhere else. See, so that's what this is about. This is about having that understanding about that, all right? So does your business have a DUNS number, okay? Yeah, so that's what that's about. Do you understand what Duns & Bradstreet is? Do you need to go and Google Duns & Bradstreet? Understand what that is. Understand how that can help you. If you don't know, that's what you pay in for. You pay in for somebody like me for at our foundation, at our firm, for us to set you up so you can understand these things, so these things can work for you, so you can understand how they work, so you can find, so you can build your business, so you can get involved. The more involved that you get with it, the process and understanding the process, and the more it becomes, the more you understand it, then the more easier and the more flow you're going to be able to have, the more energy flow, because you're going to be able to open up inside yourself, be able to breathe easier because your understanding is there. Nothing's hard, nothing's worried, there's no stress. You're going to know how to make everything work. You're going to know how everything works. So you go inhale, exhale, expand. You feel me? Let the universe work for you. That's with the womb. All right? So we're going to get you set up with that, all right? So that's what this is about right here. Understanding this has been, I need some water for sure. Now, you need to come up with a good business name. That's good. You want to come up with a name that hooks people, the people that stay on people noggin. Yeah, they stay dripping on people noggin with it. It's the catchy. That's what I would recommend to you. You want to have a good business name. You want to have a good business location. Folks, residents do not work. That's no good when you want business funding. You're not living at 1600 Pennsylvania Street in D.C. at the White House. Hell, that doesn't work good. Your business location is important. That's key. And credit and personal credit, the key is what? Payment on time. Man, in business credit, you need to have that business set up in the right location. Okay, because listen, where you from, don't get it. Because a lot of times, the audience that I'm talking to, where you from the slum. So who going to give you some money? You ain't got nothing to pay nothing back. And if you do, you don't know what to do with it. You don't know what to do with money. That's why you're in the condition you were in. You was never taught what to do with money, economics. So why would somebody give you anything except for a little $300 credit card, $400, unless you buy some secure cards to boost yourself up? That's the only way you go get something. So you got to understand that, and you got to work to change that. Yeah, by getting you an understanding of the process and what's going on. Okay, so your business name, your business address, your business EIN, all this stuff needs to add up. You want all this stuff to add up. You want it to be congruent from the time that you apply for your EIN all the way down the channel. You want everything to be congruent. When anybody pulls up a file on you, whether it's today, yesterday, or tomorrow, when they pull up a file on you, everything is congruent. When you apply for something on the application, every time you apply, it should be congruent. It should be the same. You shouldn't be having to think, what did I put here? See, trying to finagle, trying to wiggle. You feel me? And then it don't add up, and you're not understanding that it's 100-plus or thousands of credit data agencies out there reporting information that they're pulling from. And anywhere that your stuff crosses another one and there's some misinformation, that's going to be a red flag through at you or a yellow flag on the field. Penalty on the field, 5 yards, back up. Yeah, you're going to have to back up. Yeah, 15-yard penalty. So you can't never get ahead. So you don't understand the process. You don't understand about the approval standards. So that's what this is about, all right? Okay, so we're going to establish that DUNS number because that's the Credit Bureau for Businesses, all right? That's the Credit Bureau for Businesses. They're going to report to people just reporting their transaction to you, whether it's good or bad, and that's who reports it to you, and that's what booms it up, okay? That's what booms up your credentials, and they're going to say, hey, these people are worthy to get some money, or these people are not, okay? Based on the data that they're getting from the people that you're buying from, your vendors, all right? So, and don't let me tell you something, folks. Some of y'all out there got records, and I'm talking about personal records. And when you're dealing with DUNS and brass sheet and stuff, it would be best if you have a, like creating a business, we have a straw man. If you create a person that's an authorized rep to set up a lot of your business for you, if you want to avoid people putting out your personal information. If you don't have a problem with that, then go ahead because they're going to pull up personal information on you and they might implicate it in your business profile. If you know how to bust them upside the head for doing that, you can do that too. That's another avenue if you know how to pursue them with or sue these corporations for using your image and likeness, if you know about that. So with that said, it'd be best to put up somebody else up there who's clean and start teaching them some things to run and be authorized rep on your business, and you be behind the scenes and still do what you need done. All right? That's for people with criminal records because you still got to be industrious and get to it. And if you're trying to get out that field that took you back into the prison, this is the stuff that you need to learn right here. Okay? Okay. Now, why is business credit so good? That's the thing. Why is business credit so good? Why is it good to find business, perform business? Why is it? Well, the United States is a corporation. Everywhere you look is a corporation. Every time you turn on your TV, every TV show, every radio station, it's a corporation. It's a corporate. Everything. Everywhere you go and drive is a corporate fiction. Everything except the land. Even the people walking around are fiction. If you are a U.S. citizen, you are a fiction. You are an artificial person, Ted. Ted the little brown bear, an artificial person. That's what this game is. That's the American dream. So you got to know how to play the medical dream and create you the American dream, create you a fiction, an artificial person, a straw man. Create this entity to work for you, to move for you, to talk for you, to speak for you. But it is not you. And you are not it. It is a creation of your imagination. You created it and brought it to be on paper. Say, be it, it is. Boom. Created in your image and likeness. Don't that sound like some biblical shit? Excuse my French. Don't it sound like something, huh? Created in my image and likeness. That's what you do. You create something out of thin air, Frankenstein, and let it walk, talk, and do business. As a matter of fact, that's our word of the day, person. Okay? So that's our word of the day. We're going to get into that, too, as I traverse through these details and these documentation for you all, for us all, as we gravitating and levitating together and growing together. That's what this is about. You on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. I hope y'all well out there, man. Just trying to get as much information as I can to y'all. Y'all know we be on a broad array of topics, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Prophet Noble Duali. And you know I'm going to get into some reading from out the Circle 7 Holy Quran. So you know I'm going to get into that. You know I'm going to speak some of the hadiths of Noble Duali. You know I'm going to do that. You know I wouldn't have a show without that. Come on now. Yeah, the more we'll do that show. So we're just trying to get into this business stuff here and get that out the way so we can understand why it's so good. And you just think you can have accounts. So you just think you got let's say, 15 accounts, credit accounts, one for 2,000, one for 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. You know, you got different accounts on there. You know, different accounts. People give you different amount of money. When they look on there and pull your stuff and see that you've been paying other people, and other people pay, they give you their credit. They extend that credit to you. You need a net 30 account, you ain't got to pay. And it starts adding up. Then you look up and say, man, a year from now, you started out, man, I spent this $2.99 with these people, man. And all I know is, man, a year later, man, I mean, I had so much credit, it was because that's how it's going to be. You're not going to even understand it right now. All you're going to understand is that you're spending money with these people. And you might get tired. Man, I'm spending money with these people. But the next thing you know, them cards and stuff will start popping up in the mail. Yeah, people could be soliciting to you, offering you stuff. And the more that you're doing and paying for, and the more that you're generating on your books through the banking system, then the more people are going to offer you, and the more that you're going to be able to say thank you and receive. But if it's not adding up on your books, if you're not getting deposits, folks, the banks are a depository. You have to deposit monies in there to manipulate the bank. See, we got a secret ebook on that, on how to manipulate the banking system to get you finances. Yeah, we have an ebook on that. We have an ebook on how to manipulate the banking system to get you finances in 90 days, in 180 days, guaranteed for them to give you some money. We have a special ebook on that now. So we're going to figure out how that's coming out, whether we're going to be giving that to you at a legal empowerment group, 101.com, or whether we're going to be packing that up for price, because the servant is worthy of his hire. So I don't know. I have to get with my founders, my co-founders, and see how that goes. But we will be coming with that. All right? You see, we have things to help you out. We do have things to help you out. So we'll give you a bunch of tools that you can use and stuff. Let's get into this definition again. So we always have to drain this one in. In the Constitution, the U.S. citizen is a 14th Amendment citizen, 14th Amendment person, okay? Because it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States or whatever is a United States citizen, okay? So the key there is the word person. So, folks, you know, we've never been taught real English, and we never even been taught how to read, none of that, how to study, none of that. So we've been given a dictionary from Webster, but Webster is not the dictionary that they use, because everything here is law, and it's dealing with commercial law, and it's dealing with contracts, so it's dealing with law dictionary. This is a law dictionary, Black's Law Dictionary. This is the 7th edition, and I got this one because it has the Constitution in it, and I used this while I was in the dungeon, and it helped me, suffice me a lot. But it's best to get the older dictionaries, too, the old Black Law, fourth and lower. They change up stuff now, folks. They really do. But all persons born or naturalized, that's how you became a U.S. citizen. You don't have to go through no process like no other foreign alien people to the Europeans that come over here to get U.S. citizenship. They have to go answer questions. They have to have a nationality and a place where they came from and everything. They don't just accept anybody who ain't nothing. You can't come in here with no papers and just say, I'm just nobody. That's a mutt. What do you do to mutts on the street when you see them? If you a cur, an individual, you a mutt, a cur, people beat you up and take your money. And if you a dog, an animal, and you a cur, people throw stuff at you, kick you, you keep your tail tucked, and you running in the trash, eating other people's shit. That's what mutts do. You a beggar. That's what mutts do. So that's the position we've been in as a Negro, Black, and a color, because there's none of those made in the world. Those are mutts. Okay, so the person, in the Black Law says person, one, a human being. Okay, we all know that. Anybody, any ignoramus will know that. It means somebody ignorant will know that, okay? Two, an entity, such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. three, the living body of a human being. So it could be an entity that looks like a human being that is recognized, excuse me, by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay, so corporation has rights. So then it goes down and says artificial person. What is an artificial person? It says artificial person. This all under the definition of person. They got a thing say artificial person. It says an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. Ain't that a blip? Again, artificial person is an entity, such as a corporation. Here go the key to it. Created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Ain't that something? That's an artificial person. Now it goes down, this is one that says natural person. It says a human being as distinguished from special person created by law. Again, natural person says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Folks, if you're an artificial person and you created by law, it's telling you that you have to. It's a difference in that. It's distinguished from. So you have to, in law over here, everybody is assumed or presumed to be an artificial person, which is a U.S. citizen. Everybody is presumed to be that. Unless you tell them and refute that fraud that you are a natural person, a flesh and blood person, they're going to assume that you are an artificial person because the whole system is artificial. And that's no more that I would say on that today. That's something for you to go study. Go study the 14th Amendment. It's an artificial person. It's a person. All persons born are citizens. Go study that and go get up you a law dictionary and look up the word person. Okay? Okay. The noble prophet, and then I wind down on the formation of business. We get the noble prophet, and then we go into the Moorish Quran. Y'all don't know about Jesus, Yahushua. Y'all call him Jesus. Well, I'm going to teach you about Yahushua because Yahushua came again. Yeah, he came again to these shores to wake us. Yahushua came again in the form of Prophet Noble Drew Ali to these shores to upraise us, to break the Roman seal. Nobody did that. That's what he came to break us. Look at this. People still over here won't tell you that you're not a Negro black in color. He did way back then, born in 1886 under the same yoke and bondage that we under and broke that seal. And came and gave this to us. And everybody moving on, and nobody want to give him his honors. You feel me? Don't want to give him his honor. They moving now on their own. They saying it's theirs. They're putting another coat on it, not moving like he demonstrated. But there's truth in this. And if you be who you are and demonstrate like the prophet brought it, then it's going to open up for you. And until the end, just keep study, study, study. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for the bait in the hook. Yeah, if the fish knew that there was a hook in there, you think he would have bit the bait? Okay. So then that's how that goes. So let me go into some of this. This is the 18 years that's missing in your Bible. See, in your Bible, Yahushua was disputing with the doctors of the law at 12, and then he disappears all the way till 30, and they give him like a three-year mission. No, ma'am, no, sir. Man was trapping, what you say, was trapping all around the globe. And giving his spiel, uplifting fallen humanity. Yeah, him making the blind see and the deaf hear. Yeah, and the lame talk. And the other people get up and walk. Believe that. Because that's a metaphor, too, and it is real and it is possible. Believe that. That holy breath. When you got that holy breath, man, people start seeing and start hearing and start doing. Okay. So this is chapter 14. Yahushua receives the mystic name and number and passed the first brotherhood test. See, he had to be tried and tested, too. Just because we know you come into the world as the one, you think you ain't got to be initiated? Huh? You got to be initiated to get in. Okay, man, say no more. Y'all better understand about science and mathematics. Okay, just because you the one, you got to prove. Yeah, build and prove. Yeah, show and prove. Yahushua, chapter 14, Yahushua receives the mystic name and number and passed the first brotherhood test. The master took down from the wall a scroll on which was written down the number and the name of every attribute character. And he said, the circle is the symbol of the perfect man, and the seven is the number of the perfect man. The logos is the perfect word, that which creates that which destroys, and that which saves. This Hebrew master is the logos of the Holy One, the circle of the human race, the seven of the time. And in the record book, the scribe wrote down the logos, circle seven, and thus was Yahushua known. Yahushua is Jesus. The master said, the logos will give heed to what I say. No man can enter into light till he has found himself. Go forth and search till you have found your soul, and then return. The guide led Yahushua to a room in which the light was faint and mellow, like the light of early dawn. The chamber walls were marked with mystic signs, with hieroglyphs and sacred texts. And in the chamber, Yahushua found himself alone, where he remained for many days. He read the sacred texts, sought out the meanings of the hieroglyphs, and sought the import of the master's charge to find himself. He thinking about why this dude told him to go in here and find himself. This Jesus right here, this Yahushua. Dude told him to go in there and find himself. You want me to go back what he said? He says, no man can enter into the light till he has found himself. Go forth and search till you have found your soul and then return. So now forward, Yahushua found himself alone where he remained many days. He read the sacred texts, sought out the meanings of the hieroglyphs, and sought the import of the master's charge to find himself. A revelation came. He got acquainted with his soul. He found himself. Then he was not alone. Who was with him then? And he went in there alone, and then he found his soul, and now he's not alone. Who else was there, y'all? Okay. One night he slept, and at midnight hour, a door that he had not observed was opened, and a priest in somber garb came in and said, my brother, pardon me for coming in at this unseemly hour, but I have come to save your life. You are the victim of a cruel plot. The priests of Heliopolis are jealous of your fame, and they have said that you will never leave these gloomy crypts alive. The high priests do not go forth to teach the world, and you are doomed to temple servitude. Now, if you would be free, you must deceive these priests, must tell them you are here to stay for life. And then when you have gained all that you wish to gain, I will return, and by a secret way will lead you forth that you may go in peace. And Yahushua said, my brother man, would you come here to teach deceit? Am I within these holy walls to learn the wiles of vow, hypocrisy? Nay, man, my father scorns deceit, and I am here to do his will. Deceive these priests, not while the sun shines, while I have said, what I have said, I have said. I will be true to them, to Allah, and to myself. And then the tempter left. And Yahushua was again alone. But in the middle time, a white-robed priest appeared and said, well done. The Logos has prevailed. This is the trial chamber of hypocrisy. And then he led the way, and Yahushua stood before the judgment seat. And all the brothers stood. The Hierophant came forth and laid hands on Yahushua's head and placed within his hand a scroll on which was written just one word, sincerity, and not a word was said. The guide again appeared and led the way, and in the spacious room, replete with everything a student craves, was Yahushua bade to rest and wait. Let me go to chapter 15. Yahushua passes the second brotherhood test, justice. The Logos did not care to rest. He said, why wait in this luxurious room? I need not rest. My father's work upon me presses hard. I would go on and learn my lessons all. If there are trials, let them come. For every victory over self gives added strength. And then the guide led on. And in a chamber dark as night was Yahushua placed and left alone. And days was spending time in this deep solitude. And Yahushua slept. And in the dead of the night, a secret door was opened. And in a priest attire, two men came in, each carrying in his hand a little flickering lamp. Approaching, Yahushua one spoke out and said, young man, our hearts are grieved because of what you suffer in these fearful dens, and we have come as friends to bring you light and show the way to liberty. We, once like you, were in these dens confined and thought that through these weird, uncanny ways, we could attain to blessedness and power. Listen, but in a luckful moment, we were undeceived. In making use of all our strength, we broke our chains, and then we learned that all this service is corruption in disguise. These priests are criminals, just hid away. They boast of sacrificial rites. They offer to their gods and burn them while alive, poor birds and beasts. Yeah, children, women, and men. And now they keep you here, and at a certain time may offer you in sacrifice. We pray you, brother, break your train. Come go with us. Accept of freedom while you may. And Yahushua said, your little taper show the light you bring. pray, who are you? The words of men are worth no more than is the man himself. These temple walls are strong and high. How gained you entrance to this place? So he's looking around like, how you get in here? The men replied, beneath these walls are hidden ways, and we who have been priests spend months and years within these dens, and I know all of them. Then you are traitors, Yahushua said. A traitor is a fiend who betrays another man, is never man to trust. If one has only reached the plane of treachery, he is the lover of deceit and will betray a friend to save his selfish self. Behold, you men, or whatsoever you be, your words fall lightly on my ears. Could I prejudge these 100 priests, turn traitor to myself and them because of what you say when you confess your treachery? No man can judge for me, and if I judge before testimony all is in, I might not judge aright. Nay, man, by whatever way you came, return. My soul prefers the darkness of the grave to little and flickering little light like these you bring. My conscience rules. What these my brothers have to say, I will hear, and with the testimony all is in, I will decide. You cannot judge for me, nor I for you. Be gone, you men, be gone, and leave me to this charming light. For while the sun shines not, within my soul there is a light surpassing that of sun and moon. Then, with an angry threat that they would do him harm, the vile tempters left, and Yahushua was alone. Again, the white-robed priest appeared and led the way, and Yahushua stood again before the hierophant. And not a word was said, but in his hands the master placed a scroll on which the word justice was inscribed. And Yahushua was the master of the phantom forms of prejudice and of treachery. Folks, Yahushua was tested. He was put in the chambers of the mind. See, he was tested and tried in the mind. That's the tempter that comes. When he went up on the mount for 40 days in your Bible, when Jesus went up on the mount for 40 days, and this tempter, this devil came to him and talked to him and said, if you bow down to me and praise and worship me, I give you all these things. Look at all these kingdoms of the world. I give these to you. He couldn't have been talking to nobody outside of himself if you believe the doctrine that he's God or the Son of God, because one, if he's God, then you can't offer him the kingdoms of the world. They're all his. And if he's the Son of God, then I inherit everything of my father's. You can't offer me nothing that way. So he had to be talking to nothing other than himself. He was wrestling with himself. His higher self and his lower self was at war. That's the great conflict. That's the jihad that you have every day. The spiritual war that's going on inside of yourself to do right, to think right, and to act right at all times is present there at all times. The demon is breathing and the angel is breathing on your shoulder at all times for you to do right, think right, stay right, and act right. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And that's what this is about. Okay? So you need to get your mind right and thinking right with this business formation, because if you keep forming businesses the way that you've been forming, then you're always going to bust. You're always going to fall. And you when you fall and bust, you've been busted and fall with your money, not with the house's money. When you borrow other money, other people's money, and you fold and bust, then guess what? You didn't lose a loss because you borrowed. You borrowed it off the credit of your business. If your business folds, then that folds with your business. You just start up another business and build credit up into it so it can get credit. It's simple. It's a sweet system. The American dream. And you got it here at the Suleiman Bey Morning Drip Show on the Blog Talk Radio. Y'all don't forget to tap in, man. QueenKitty.net. Y'all holler at Queen Kitty at Queen Kitty Instagram. That's Queen Kitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y, for your feminine products. Men, listen, I'm going to tell you now. I'm not going to keep listening now. I'm going to keep telling y'all now. Now, you know, you might got an old Cadillac now. You might got a new car. Now, if you got a new car, you know, you just hit the button, boom, start. Now, if you got an old Cadillac, you know, an old car, you got to go in there. You got to go tap that brake a few times and hit it, and it might stay on. You got to tap that brake a few times, boom, then it'll just stay on. But once it warm up, it's good. Now, you might got your girl might be like that now. She might got that, no. You might need to put a little, got to put something in this to go give it that yak. Now, lock it down. Man, the Queen Kitty got some of that gripping gel, that tightening gel. It's official. Yes, it's official. It's going to get back little again. Yeah, it's going to get back little again, man. So you might have to buy you a... And if it's like that, if it wasn't like that before and you want it to be like that, you might need to stockpile up on some of this because it really works. So like I said, that Queen Kitty is for them kitties that purr. Or what did they say? For them kitties that purr or them kitties that roar. It's for them kitties that roar. So if you want that kitty to roar, man, if you want that thing to snap, then it's good. If you already got that snapper, then you put some of that on, you ain't going to get in. It's going to be tiny, tight-eye. You're not going to get in. I'm just going to tell you. So that's how that goes. So listen, tap into us at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. That's the website. Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com is the other website. We're going to be updating. Listen, we got the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. That's the nonprofit organization that we got. We got a truck. We're going to be getting donations and stuff soon. Hey, listen. We're waiting on that website to get up where we can, y'all can start tapping into that and we can get the information on the donation and stuff. All right? So don't forget to tap into us. We got the package right now with Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. You go to the website. We're going to put the vendor lines on there. But listen, folks, for $300, you can get up to $20,000. I guarantee you, you go touch close to $20,000 in vendors. Because that's just how many that we're going to put on there. We're going to hook you up. And in return, man, you got to go look and say, hey, man, this is what these people did for me. Hey, shout out. Because as right now, you're not going to see it. But as you buy into it, by the summertime, if you buy into those vendors and do business with those vendors, they keep increasing your credit. By the summertime, you're going to be lit. Man, you're going to be lit. You're going to be able to go get stuff that you need, little cars and buy cars for your business. Gas cars going to be start popping up. People going to be sending you credit cards for your business. Don't forget, we got the secret ebook coming out on how to manipulate the banking system for you to get funding within 90 days. We're going to give you the key to that. We're going to give you the key to that. We got a secret ebook coming out. And like I said, I'm going to get with my sponsors, and I'm going to see whether they're going to be giving that out as a special mentioning this, or are they going to come with a small fee? But whatever it goes, it's going to be worth it, and it won't be much to you. Hey, even if we come out with a $5 ebook, can go get that. Hey, it's worth it. So, okay? So, like I said, I thank y'all for coming through with Morning Jeff on the Suleiman Bay. I apologize that I haven't been around as frequently as I need to be. There'll be a lot of stuff going on. I need to do better with that. I'm getting more information out to you. LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com is going to be the vehicle for in conjunction with Suleiman Bay and Blog Talk for pop-ups and stuff to come that's in conjunction with all of it, with this here. So you could just put it in at any one of those vehicles, and we'll get to you, and we'll make some things happen. Don't forget, we got a lot of different demonstrations going on. We help you with your status correction and stuff, getting you in the right stuff with that, and we do a lot of stuff here, credit repair, credit builder, business formation. We help with the prisoners, prisoner packages, helping with the prisoners and getting them information in and books in and getting their status and stuff cleaned up and corrected too. So those are the type of things that we're working on and that we're doing, and we're here for you, man. We're here for you. Tap into us. Leave us comments and stuff about what we could do better. Go to the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com website. Go to the Al Moore Consultation LLC.com. That's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R. You can hit us up at Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com and Al Moore Consulting at gmail.com. Also, you can hit us at health.moore, M-O-O-R, at yahoo.com for information on the nonprofit and things that's coming on that area. All right, listen, peace and love to y'all. Assalamu alaikum, Islam. Man, it's been a pleasure, a joy giving information to y'all. Hopefully I gave y'all some news that you can use. Man, if I didn't, man, hopefully I could do better next time, and I'm getting that to y'all. Man, I hope y'all keep yourself safe out there. Don't believe the hype with the vaccinations and all that. Just keep yourself safe, away from people, and just be blessed out there. Be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to others so the universe can bless you, and that's how this go, man. With that said, man, even on the morning, Drip with Suleiman Bay on Blog Talk Radio, and I catch y'all again on the next one. Man, peace and love.